Chapter 3. Pip sees the convict again. Pip opened the door and saw a group of soldiers standing there.
"They've come to take me to the prison ship," Pip thought in terror.
The soldiers entered the room.
"Are you the blacksmith?" a soldier asked Joe. "Can you repair these handcuffs? We'll need them soon. We're trying to find an escaped convict from the prison ship. We think he's hiding in this area."
Joe stood up.
"I'll repair them for you now," he said. "I want to come with you to find the convict."
He looked at Pip and then said,
"Can I bring the boy too? It will be an adventure for us."
"Yes, you can bring him," said one of the soldiers.
Joe finished repairing the handcuffs and they all left the house together.
"I hope they don't find the convict," Pip thought, as he and Joe were walking behind the soldiers. "He'll hate me forever. He'll see me with the soldiers and think I told them about him."
Suddenly, Pip heard loud shouts from the soldiers. They were holding a man and putting the handcuffs on him. Pip saw it was his convict, and he trembled with fear. Pip looked at the desperate man.
"It's the end for my convict," he thought. "Now he'll tell them everything. I stole some food, some drink, and a file for him, and everybody will know it. My sister will be furious."
The convict was looking around him, and suddenly he saw Pip. Pip shook his head. He was trying to show the convict he was innocent.
"The soldiers caught him, but I wasn't responsible," thought Pip. "I hope he understands that. I kept my promise and didn't tell anyone about him."
The convict was looking at Pip intensely. Then he turned to the leader of the soldiers.
"I want to confess something," he said. "I stole a file and some food and drink from the blacksmith's house. I was very hungry and wanted to take the chain from my leg. Nobody else took these things. It was me."
Pip couldn't believe it. He didn't have to be frightened anymore. His secret was safe.
"The convict saved me," thought Pip. "Why?"
He suddenly felt very sad as he and Joe watched the soldiers take the convict away. Then Joe started to walk home with Pip on his back.
"Joe is so kind and good to me," Pip thought. "Maybe I should tell him the truth about the convict. But if I tell him, Joe might think I'm a bad boy. He might not love or trust me anymore."
So Pip decided never to tell the truth to Joe or to anyone. During the next year, Pip had many dreams about his frightening experience in the churchyard, and he often thought about the convict on his prison ship. But finally, something important happened, and Pip had new things to think about.